What a great joy to see all our pilgrims come back with the brightest weather today, and above all, joyful hearts and joyful smiles on your faces. When you look around this church today, as we have been praying to renovate ourselves, so much has been done because of your prayers and because of your generosity, and above all, because of your support. And the coming next weekend would be the greatest weekend in the history and the faith of the St. Teresa community, where our Bishop of this diocese would be coming here next weekend on Sunday at 10 o'clock Mass to rededicate ourselves to the grace of God. With all your blessings and prayers, we could able to renovate the front portion of the church with a new elevator and the restrooms and so much around the church. It is because we are a growing community by the grace of God. My brothers and sisters, the gospel today tells us about, let us be examples of love. On this great Memorial Day weekend, we gathered here to remember our fallen brothers and sisters, for you and for me to give freedom. Today, we could able to raise our heads and salute our nation with pride and strength. It is because of their sacrifices. So too, every day before the Eucharist on the table of the altar of the Lord, we bow our knee because Jesus loved for you and for me to give the strength. Before I go further, I have a small story to share with you. Today we are also acknowledging and appreciating our students who have graduated. So after the graduation, all the children came to the priest, and the priest insisted them to have the photograph, and the priest was sitting in the middle of the picture. The priest was trying to persuade the children to buy a copy of the group photo. Just think how nice it will be to look it when you are grown up and you say, "Hey, there is Jennifer, she is a lawyer now. Hey, it's Michael, he is a doctor now." And all of a sudden a small voice came from the room and said, "Hey, there is our priest who is dead." Hope it is me. My brothers and sisters, as we look back of our own lives, how much journey we have been doing and struggles and the strength God is giving us in our own lives. On this Memorial Day weekend, in fact, every American ought to recognize this day and honor those who gave their lives to make America what it is today. Free, strong, and a nation worth fighting for. Because men have died for this country, we have the right to preach God's word freely and to live it freely. We have the right to live it at peace in our own homes. This is what we are going to hear in the homily today. Do we have peace in our lives and in our families? In our daily life of the journey of the battle, so many times we struck up with only simple prayers to the Lord. That is why in the John's Gospel, in the book of Revelation, we heard that God is trying to give us four gifts every day. The first gift is the love. And we have the self-respect for the family, and we make our family so proud every day. And so many of our Catholics only hold on to that and only stick on there. But the church is trying to explain to us, from the love of yourself, you need to proceed to receive the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters,
The indwelling Spirit of God, the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit is within us. The choice is we need to ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us every day. That is what we heard in the first reading today, when Paul with a bigger voice said, no Jewish or no other Christian need not go circumcised. And the Peter also has the biggest voice to say, no, everyone should have the circumcision. And they called for a Jerusalem council. In the Jerusalem council, the first council, they had a big debate. Paul is the strongest voice and Peter has the strongest voice. And everybody thought that this day would be the last day in the history of the Catholic Church. My brothers and sisters, when everybody thought that, it is not you and me to decide. It is the power of the Holy Spirit to decide. And they knelt and they prayed. My brothers and sisters, the power of the Holy Spirit was seen in them. And they said that we don't need the circumcision to become a Catholic. So too, this experience gives us that on this Memorial Day weekend, it is not you and I decide what to do in our life. We need to beg the power of the Holy Spirit in every situation of life. And the third one would be, when we receive the Holy Spirit, there will be peace within us and peace in the community. Since we are searching for the peace, you have come all the way and all the corners of the United States of America to this small town called Three Lakes to bow before the Eucharistic Lord. And from peace, we need to go to the fourth step where our soul should be freed and looking for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, as we grateful heart enjoy the beauty, and as there's so much fresh fish is waiting for you all in the lakes, and we have been storing them with all the snow so much months, may these walleyes and bluegills and so many fish give you the freedom to enjoy them with the Lord, along with St. Francis of Assisi, who said that, let this creation speak to me, because my God is there. As we continue to participate, once again, love, Holy Spirit, peace, and the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ enthrill all of us to be with overwhelming joy to make our communities, our families, our children so strong in the love of God would be our prayer on this weekend.